Hi, Charles County. Welcome back to another episode of Let's Get Fiscal, where we talk about all things related to budget and finance here in Charles County. This is another one of our short episodes, a Budget Bites, where we're talking about the fiscal year 25 approval process and getting excited about all that's coming in this busy time of budgets and meetings and public hearings and all of the rest. So joining us is Jake Dyer, as always, from Fiscal and Admin Services. Thanks for being here, Jake.
Thanks for having me again.
All right, Jake. In today's Budget Bites, we're talking about what happened on Tuesday, April 30th in the commissioner's meeting.
So on that day, since we've already gone through the general fund and the enterprise, what's in the proposed budget, and we did our public hearing the week before, this meeting we kind of focused on recapping one more time what was in the general fund, what is in the enterprise funds, but we also focused on our special revenue funds that we haven't briefed the commissioners. So a special revenue fund is a fund that is like your grant funds or any type of fund that has specific purposes tied to it. So one of them would be your fire and rescue board funds. So those are funds that's on the property tax bill. Those funds go right to the fire and rescue board, and they manage those funds. So we presented that budget to the Board of County Commissioners.
Excellent. Any feedback, questions, concerns, anything that kind of sticks in your head from how that went?
It went fine, because that part of the presentation is a very... It's a lot of information we provide them, because we have many enterprise special revenue funds. That's our transit fund, which is your Van Gogh operations. That's your housing voucher assistance program. These are your grants for public safety and child support and circuit court. And
it's these very kind of specific programs, yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
So we do go over that with a brief description. That's one of those budgets that we will amend the budget throughout the year. It's always based on grant awards. So we just kind of, it's more of a, it's to show the commissioners what is in the funding. But when they do their budget adoption on the 14th, they won't actually make a motion to adopt any of those budgets. But it's just more of a, this is what's in our budget for next year.
Just a good overview so they're aware.
Yes.
Excellent. So then you will be back in front of the commissioners on Tuesday, May the 7th.
Yes. On May 7th, we will review any commissioner add deletes that's related to any requests they're trying to make with the general fund or capital project fund. Those requests are due to us actually today. So we're going to get to those individual requests from the commissioners. We'll put them in a packet together for the board to review and consider.
Gotcha. And the add delete form we talked about last time is just their way of saying, this is something I wanted to see more of. And because I want to see more of this, I think it should come from here. Is that an accurate statement?
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Okay. And then, so that's really the focus of that meeting. And then we'll take all that information. We'll get guidance from them. This is what we the five of us agree, or the majority of us agree to include in those add deletes. And then on the 14th, we'll put that information and incorporate into our proposed budget for budget adoption.
Excellent. And you made an excellent point that is a good reminder to our community that this is a commissioner majority vote. It does not need to be unanimous. So we're looking at it has to be three commissioners agreeing on the budget.
Correct.
Excellent. So, thank you for clarifying.
Yeah. And another thing we focused on Tuesday was we provided more information on the general fund. Mm-hmm. We kind of incorporated some of the information we received from our community engagement survey on the budget piece. And we focused on, this is where your additional funds are going. And this is where the community was asking those funds to go to. And this is how we divvied up those funds.
And you and I were talking earlier about, there was an interesting component of, feedback that you get from the community at the public hearing may not always match up with feedback that we got from our Engage platform, that online survey.
Correct.
Give us that quick explanation that you gave to the commissioners, because I appreciated you explaining kind of how you broke it down.
Right. So we got, we had 300 plus respondents to our survey, and then we had about 20 to 25 individuals come to the public hearing. The public hearing was very pro fully fund the school system focus, while the community engagement survey was really about slicing of the pie across the board. And in fact, the number one priority of those ones who responded to the survey was in crime prevention. Mm. And the number two was education. So we showed a slice of the pie to show that we're how much we're giving to prevent crime, and how much we're going to support education and all the other priorities of our citizens that responded.
That makes sense. And I always appreciate, I mean, you know, this is my jam. So of course, this is what I love hearing the most. But when we talk about what community engagement is, we want people to show up at the public hearing. We want to hear it that way. We want people to do the online survey. We want to hear their feedback that way. That Correct. We don't ever want to rely on just one source of information from our community. We want to make sure we're tapping into as many different voices as we can.
Right. Because we're doing this because we're trying to find a way to make sure all voices are heard and more opinions, and we're trying to get out there to explain what's in the budget and so forth. So if the ones that can't pay it, listen, if you don't have the time to watch the county budget meeting, they can watch these shows, or they can look at our information on our website to learn more about what's in the budget and have an opinion.
I love it. It doesn't matter how you get engaged, just please get engaged, give us your thoughts.
Correct.
Know what's going on.
Yeah.
Excellent. Okay. If you heard Jake talking about terms today that you don't know, like enterprise or general fund, remember you can always go back to other episodes and get a deeper dive into all of those. And Jake, I'll look forward to seeing you next week so that we can talk about the process continuing.
Yes.
Thank you so much for being here with us as always. And thank you, Charles County, for tuning in. Take care. Stay safe. Stay engaged.
For more information on Charles County government, visit our website, www.charlescountymd.gov. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter and subscribe to the county's e-news. Also, don't forget to sign up for our text and email alerts through the Citizen Notification System. You can watch CCG TV on Comcast Channel 95 or Verizon Fios 10, and we're streaming on Apple TV and Roku devices. Just search Charles County government. You can also subscribe to our podcast wherever you get your podcasts by searching Charles County Government. And don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel,